to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Currie, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. We've been looking at righteous praise and how God inhabits the praises of His people. Very powerful stuff, amazing what God can do. And then we looked at the fact that scientifically proven we have neurological pathways in our brain that get us on a track and we can't get off, but we can change those things. We can go from a negative person to a positive person. We can go from addictions to freedom. And this is scientifically proven. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday as we learn to praise the Lord God Almighty. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we started this series on praise. Well, today we're talking about the power of praise. Say the power of praise. Everyone say it. The power of praise. There's a picture that'll come up behind you, and it's the power of praise. This is part three. Now, we started this series on praise, and we saw the first week, the Bible said that praise from the upright. He was talking about the righteous, born-again saints, children of God. He said, praise from the upright is beautiful. So what you did this morning, while we were praising the Lord, God was receiving that as a beautiful, well-pleasing sacrifice and an aroma. And so God said that, not me, right? And He said that in Psalm 33:3. He said that the praise from an upright person is comely and beautiful. So today you gave God some beauty. How many of you like that? Think God received it? You see, you got to always remind yourself this, and I had to do this in my life. If I'm not getting much out of praising God, standing there kind of ho-hum, do you think He's probably getting anything out of it? No, He wants a cheerful heart, making a joyful noise if it be that. And that is really touching to God. And then we saw last week that God actually inhabits or sits upon or is drawn in by the praises of His people. And we saw that in Psalm 22:3. God actually comes in, He's drawn in, He sits upon, He inhabits the praises of His people. Now, if you go to a Michael Jackson concert, well, it wouldn't be him now, amen, because he isn't here anymore. But if you went to a concert out in the world, God's not inhabiting that. God doesn't inhabit the praises of people who are not born again. He inhabits the praises of His children. Yes. Amen. And so we don't want to flatter Him. We want to praise Him. We don't want to pretend. We want to be serious and love Him. We don't want to make like. We want to be like. We want to do it. Amen. And don't say, well, I'll try. Don't try. Just do. Amen. And so He inhabits the praises of His people. So that tells me that God is sitting in this room today. Because if we were praising Him, He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name. We mentioned the name of Jesus. We exalt, we love, we worship, we praise. We're talking Jesus here. He said, if two or three are gathered together in My name, I'm right there in your midst. Well, do I have to go by feelings or do I go by faith and the Word of God? I go by faith in the Word of God. So if God said it, that settles it. Now, whether you believe it or not, the person standing here believing God is in the house will get touched by God and something will change in their life. The person not really believing, you're not going to receive much. So get yourself into a place of absolute belief. Amen? And that's why I say always be prepared to come in ready for praise. And then we also saw a miserable heart means a miserable life. A cheerful heart fills the day with song. That's Psalm 15:5. A miserable heart means a miserable life. But a cheerful heart fills the day with song. Do you know, praise is a decision. Praise is an act of my will. I can choose to praise God or not to. So I can't go around miserably saying, well, that's just the way I am. If you want to change your life, we discovered that praise will change your life when you start focusing on God and praising Him in the true sense of the word, the way He means it and He wants it. And so today, that was in the past or two. This is the third one. Today we want to look at the power of praise. And last week we did see the word tehillah was one of the words for praise. There's more words in one. You see, the English language is very limited in one word means one thing. But in the Greek and the Hebrew, one word can mean it in five different ways. And so we go to the Strong's Concordance and we saw the word tehillah. Tehillah is a song or hymn of praise, spontaneous song of praise. It just comes out of you, spontaneous. Or it's a song or hymn of praise. We did a lot of hymns and songs of praise this morning. So we were doing tehillah. And then also, I'm going to give you two more words for the word praise. And we have to understand that the Hebrew words for praise are verbs. They speak of an outward action. It's an outward action. It's a verb. It's living, alive, moving. Amen? And so the next word is halal, H-A-L-A-L, which means to praise, to boast, to be clamorously foolish. To praise and to boast and to be clamorously foolish. Now, some of us are so bound up in ourselves that we're too tied up to let go and give God the worship and praise He needs. I was like that for the longest time. I came out of the Catholic faith, and when I went into a church like this, I stood there for a year. I'll be quite honest with you. It took a year before I would do that, because I never learned that, and I thought it was kind of weird. But I got into a church like this, and about a year later, the man was preaching, and they were singing before I started singing in the worship team, and they were singing, and all of a sudden, involuntarily, I didn't do anything. I didn't actually do it on purpose. My hands went whoop like this, and I was standing in the back because I was helping usher and doing sound, and my hands went up like that, and I started to praise God, and since then, I can't put them down because I got a freedom. A new freedom came into my life that day. I didn't realize how bound up I was. I was so bound that I wouldn't raise my hands to the man, the God that created me. I wouldn't raise my hands to the King of Kings and the Lord. Listen, I'm going to fall flat on my face when I come face to face with Him. It's amazing. And I wouldn't. You know what happened? I was too dignified. And I wasn't going to lose my dignity to gain His deity. And God one day said that to me, said, until you lose your dignity, you will not gain my deity. He spoke those words to me. I never heard anyone say that. He gave that to me. And so we have to lose our dignity. So some people, well, I don't want to dance in front of people. Stop looking at people. You're dancing before the Lord. Remember King David when he came dancing and twirling in his undergarments and worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the people were spinning with him and dancing, and his own wife looked at him with disdain and cursed him with her mouth. And she was barren from that moment on, never had children. So David didn't care who saw him spinning and dancing. And we should have that effect and same attitude. Now, I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm talking when it's Holy Spirit, you let go and let God. Amen? Now, some people, they just dance because they want to dance. That's fine. I'd rather have them dancing in here than dancing in a karaoke bar. You can't have this dignified attitude. And then you become like a religious-looking guy. I must be seen. If you must be seen by people, that's your reward. But when you're seen by God and He sees your heart, because that's where He looks, and He sees your heart, even if you're singing badly and you're twirling badly and you can't dance, to God it's a beautiful thing. Amen. So you can change. So it means, halal means to praise, to boast, or to be clamorously foolish. And then another one is yada, to revere or worship, to give thanks or praise, to extend the hands. Right? You have to, you see, there are different ways to praise God. There's not one way to praise God. There's not a song that praises God. I can praise God in my offering. Do you know that offering is a sacrifice of praise? We're going to talk about next week's sacrifice of praise. Because there is a sacrifice to giving God true praise. Amen. So we're going to talk about that next week, but today is the power of praise. And so I want to make a statement here. Praise is an expression. Praise is an expression. Now, worship is an attitude of the heart. Praise is an outward expression of your worship in the form of praise. I'll say that again. Worship is an attitude of your heart, but praise is an outward expression of that heart full of worship. There was a song we used to sing, and it was, what was it? And there's a scripture that says, it's just like a fire shut up in my bones. I've got to get it out. That's what praise and worship should be. It's like a fire in my bones. I've got to get it out. Look what the Lord has done. I mean, I'm going to start singing stuff like that. Look what the Lord has done. Remember, I went to the enemy's camp. Do you remember those songs? We used to march the march and sing and spin and twirl and jump and do everything. And then we got religious. God liked us more when we were in love with Him. He told me to say that. You know, in the Bible, in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, God talks about the church. And the one church, He says, you know, you've done all these great things. I love what you've done, your faith, how you've served the people, how you've kept pushing through, how you didn't let the naysayers harm you. He says, that's fantastic. However, I have one thing against you. He says, get this right or else I'm taking your lampstand out. Okay, you can read this in your own Bible. All right? He said, you have lost your first love. Come back to your first love. Remember, I remember the days where you'd march down the corridor singing praises to God, speaking to anyone on the road about Jesus and our love and our faith and our trust. We were like little babies, didn't know what we were doing. We had that kind of faith. God said, get back to that. Get back to that. That's untainted love for me. Amen. So sometimes what happens is we get so advanced in our growth in the Bible that we forget the very basics. And if you lose the basics, you lose everything. Because the basics are your foundation. The name of Jesus, the Word of God. Living with the name and the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to move in you. Once I get too far ahead now, oh, I'm prophetic and I can preach and I can do this and that. And I start going on these little trips, which are good if I'm based. If I'm on home base, if I've got the basics in place, then everything is fine. Then I can go out and I can come back to the base because I'm always rooted and grounded. It's like a band. And James is the bass player of the band. And we're going to see them back up here one of these days. And he's the bass player of the band. Now, bass, what does bass mean? Your bass camp. We can all go. When the band's going and the guitarist goes, and he goes somewhere else. And the drummer's doing something else. And the keyboard's doing something else. The bass player's just plodding along. Boy, boom, boom, boom. Keeping that bass so that they can all come back together in unity and be in order and in unison. And that's what basically the basics are all about. And I've said this before. When you see two teams at the Super Bowl, all they are doing is they are the masters of the basics. They have mastered the basics. It's like anything, any sport you play. If you take your eye off the ball, you forgot the basics. If you lift your head, you forgot the basics. You're going to have a mess.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie. Did you know that Christ Family Church is back at our Tradition Town Hall facility on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m.? We also do a free weekday life-changing interactive live stream on healing known as Healing Academy every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. where we teach and pray for the sick. You can join on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, or our webpage at ChristFamilyChurch.net. You will find us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, or join us online. We would love to meet you. See you there.